Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa itipiso bhagava arahang samma sambuddho vija charanam sugato lokavidu anuttaro purisadama sarati sata deva manusanam buddho bhagavati buddham jivata paryantam saranam gacchami yecha buddha atita cha yecha buddha anagata pachupanna chaye buddha aham vandami sabada Nati me saranamanyam, buddho me saranam varam, etena satyavacena, hotu me jayamangalam, swagato bhagavato, dhammo sanditiko, akaliko, ehipassiko, openaiko, pacchatam, veditapo venuati, Dhammam jivata paryantam saranam gacchami yecha dhamma atita cha yecha dhamma anagata pachupanna chaye dhamma aham vandami sabada nati me saranam anyam dhammo me saranam varam etena satyavacena hotu me jayamangalam supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho ujjapatipanno bhagavato savakasangho nayapatipanno bhagavato savakasangho Samijjapatipanno Bhagavato Sāvakasangho Cetari Parisayuggani Attaparisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Sāvakasangho Ahunneyo Pahunneyo Dakinneyo Anjalakaraneyo Anuttaram Punyaketam Lokasati Sangham Jivata Paryantam Saranam Gacchami Yecha Sangha Atitacha Yecha Sangha Anagata Pachupanna Chaye Sangha Aham Vandami Sabada Nati me Saranam Nanyam Sangho me Saranam Varam Etena satyavacena hotu me jayamangalam. Okay, so welcome. I wanted to begin with that video, just because a lot has happened in this year for women around the world. And yeah, so I just really wanted to bring that into the field. And yeah. So I'm going to call in the directions. Yeah, I'm going to actually stand for this. I'm going to call in the directions. Let me lift my. Okay, so see, can you see me? I need to. Okay, welcome. Okay, so Happy New Year or Happy New Queers, and yeah, it's just for me, I'm on the West Coast, it's the morning, so it's just very wonderful to bring in this new year with BIPOC, with the BIPOC community. Okay. So if you want to stand with me or sit with me or lie with me while I call in the six directions. So calling in the West. Yes, the West. Whence the thunder beings come, bringing storm and crisis, requiring courage and decisiveness. We face the West, and as we face the West, commit yourself to the commitments you have made for this year. Really think about some of the commitments you have made for this year as you face the West. Turning towards the north, where the great white giant lives, where purification and testing can arise, we face the north and commit ourselves to any transformations or purifications that we may need as this new year comes into being. Turning towards the east, the place of the rising sun. May we have gratitude for the rising sun that keeps us warm. And the rising sun is the source of all of our wisdom that helps us find our way, the place of our ancestors, of our allies, of our friends. And as we face the east, as we face the south, we touch in to our desires. Okay, sorry, we place the south now, placing the south where people turn towards us in our lives, the place of our hearts and desires, the place of our longings, the place of our desires, calling in the south. And now reaching up towards the sky, towards the ceiling that protects us every day we walk on this planet, reaching up towards the sky, the place of our grandfathers, our fathers, the place of the animals, the eagles, the immortal, the place of where everyone can see us. We are seen. If we do not think that people see us, know that if you look up towards the sky, you are seen every moment of your waking day and every moment of your sleeping day. Lift yourself up towards the sky and know that you are seen by the grandfathers and the fathers. And when I say the grandfathers and fathers, I'm not talking about our biological lineage. I'm talking about the wise grandfathers and the wise fathers. And now we sink deep into the earth, deep, deep into the earth. Yes, where our grandmothers and mothers are there to support us. Yes, deep, deep into the earth. Yes. And feel the grandmothers and feel the mothers. Again, I'm not talking about our biological grandmothers and mothers. I'm talking about the wise ones, the grandmothers and mothers who support us every day we walk on this earth. Yes. Where the four-legged have walked for centuries and have given the privilege to us, the two-legged, the one-legged, the wheelchair users. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. The grandmothers and mothers who are there to support us. And just know that anytime you are needing support, the earth is there. So touch the earth and be aware of sitting, standing, or lying on the earth, and commit yourself to being supported by the grandmothers and mothers. And now I invite you to stay standing, or to stay sitting, or to stay lying, as you stand in the middle of the seven ancestors, three generations of ancestors behind us, three generations of ancestors in front of us. But let's lean in to the three generations of ancestors behind us, the generations of our mothers. Lean in and let them have your back. Yes, let them have your back. And again, this can be your biological ancestors, but it can also be your affinity ancestors. Yes, yes. For some of you, your mothers and your fathers' generations may be the generations of Martin Luther King, yes, or Malcolm X, or it may be the generations of bell hooks, yes. So we can have affinity ancestors. They do not have to be our biological ancestors, but just know they have your back. And as we lean back, if you're in your chair, lean back into the seat and just know that the generation of your grandparents, yes, those ancestors have your back, and your great grandparents have your back. Yes, just know they've got your back, holding you, holding you, holding you, holding you. Because we are our ancestors' wildest imagination. And we may have heard that expression so many times. We are our ancestors' wildest dream. We are our ancestors' wildest imagination. And it may come across as a cliche, but it's not a cliche. For those of us, our BIPOC people, we know. We go back into even some of our grandparents' generations, great-grandparents' generations, and generations beyond, we know that our ancestors would have just wanted this for us now. They would have wanted us to have had the freedom that we have now. This is why we are our ancestors' wildest imagination, because what we have now is what they had hoped for. This is why we are ancestors' wildest imagination, wildest dream. So let's manifest as we begin to look forward. And what we manifest is, we are manifesting a better life and more freedom for the ancestors who come. Yes, after us. We are a future ancestor. And even in this moment, as we are alive, we are a future ancestor to those young children who see us walking in the streets, who see us walking in the fields. They look at us and they see what we're doing. And yes, we are teaching them. Yes. And as we manifest, we manifest climate change, because we want a better life, a better world for those who come after us. We manifest more freedom. We don't have all the freedom that we should have as BIPOC people. There is more freedom to come. And so it's our right, our legacy, to leave something for those who come after us so that they can have a better life, so that they can walk the streets and know that when they get home, they will arrive safely home, so that the mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles will know that their children can arrive home safely without the fear of anything happening to them. So we, as future ancestors, still have work to do, which is why we are still our ancestors' wildest imagination, because we are here to continue their work. So just allow yourself to be sandwiched in between the three generations of ancestors behind you, the three generations of ancestors in front of you, and just know those behind us have our back. They 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 have our back. And at any time, we can call on any one of those ancestors and ask them, what would you do right now? And know, and also know, that the Buddha is also our ancestor, and the Buddha has our back. So just know that the Buddha Shakyamuni, the Buddhas of the three periods, the Buddha Dipankara of the past, the Buddha of the present Shakyamuni, has our back. And in front of us, there is the future Buddha Maitreya. All three Buddhas are there, and they have our back. The Bodhisattvas have our back. Green Tara, Avalokiteshvara, Kuan Yin, Vajrasattva. And I will end this practice with the purification, with a smudge. And just know that when we smudge, it's not just about removing negative energies. It's about bringing us back into harmony, bringing us back into integration, bringing us back into balance. Some of you may have had a late night. Some of you may have been out and may just feel slightly dysregulated. And so this mantra is about bringing us back into harmony, back in touch with the earth, the grandmothers and the mothers, back in touch with the sky, the grandfathers and the fathers, and back in touch with the four directions, north, east, west, and south. Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Venopatishta Threadho Me Bhava Sutosyo Me Bhava Anarakto Me Bhava Sava Siddhim Me Precha Sava Karma Sucha Me Shittam Shreya Kuruhung Ha 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 Ho Bhagavaso Tavakata Vajra Me Muncha Vajri Bhava Mamahatsama Yatsatva Ahum Pat Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Venopatishta Threadho Me Bhava Sutosyo Me Bhava Suposyo Me Bhava Anarakto Me Bhava Sava Siddhim Me Precha Sava Karma Sucha Me Shittam Shreya Kuruhung Ha 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 Ho Bhagavaso Tavakata Vajra Me Muncha Vajri Bhava Mamahatsama Yatsapva Ahum Pat Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Venopatishta Threadho Me Bhava Sutosyo Me Bhava Suposyo Me Bhava Anarakto Me Bhava Sava Siddhim Me Precha Sava Karma Sucha Me Shittam Shreya Kuruhung Ha 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 Ho Bhagavaso Tavakata Vadra Maimon Cha, Vadri Bava, Mama Hat Sama Yatsap Fa, Ah Hum Pat. So just moving into the body. Stretch the body, just do what the body needs to do. And as you move into the body, have the sense of moving into this new year. And just know that this new year is going to be different from last year. Yes, it's going to be different. Yes. Everything changes. Yes. Yeah. So just having a sense of moving your body. And I'm going to take the spotlight off so that we can just have the sense of who we are in community here with today. And it's going to be an invitation to turn on your camera screen so that we can just look at each other and just take us in. And just, yeah, we have the wisdom. So together we are going to give medicine to each other. So it's an invitation to turn your camera on. And even if you're unable to turn your camera on, we will still look at your names on the brick wall and give you medicine. And as you are radiating, yeah, giving smudge, radiating, just receive and give at the same time. Yes, yes. Taking in these beautiful, beautiful energies, these beautiful, beautiful faces. Yes. No matter what time of the day it is for you, where you are in the world, the new year can start at any time. So in this moment now, the new year begins, and it begins with loving kindness and compassion for each other. Yes, this is our new year beginning right now. Right now. In this space. Yes. And remember to breathe. Yes. Remember to breathe. And breathe in the medicine from each and every one of us. Breathe in. Yes. Breathe in their medicine. I'm going to hum, just going to hum as we breathe in this medicine. From suffering, May we be happy. May we be well. May we be free from suffering. May we be happy. May we be well. May we be free from suffering. Sabbe sata suki hontu. 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 So now I'm going to invite you to turn your microphones on and wish everybody a happy new year as we begin the day. An invitation to turn your microphone on and wish everybody a happy new year. So yeah, thank you for turning your microphone on. Just remembering that actually it's a new year here in the western part of the world, but we know that new year, New Year is different in different cultures. And I would like to say that actually a new year can be every single day. Yes, we don't have to wait till December 31st or January the 1st to mark a new year to do something different. We can have a new year every single day. Okay, so I was going to share some stories from the Buddhist ancestors, okay? Yeah, because we come together in this constellation with Buddhism, mindfulness. So I have a question for you. What if you said, so what to the past? What if you never told anyone anything about the past? How much of the past are you still blaming? Yeah. Where is the person who was beaten, abused, and bullied right now? Can you find them? Yeah. I'll tell you a story about myself, and then I'll tell you a story about ancestors. This would have been about 25 years ago. I had applied for some money for a grant. I used to write plays and produce plays, and I had applied for a grant. And that morning, one morning, I woke up and a letter came through the letterbox. Remember when you used to get letters? Those of you remember, I remember when you used to get letters, you used to run down and see what letters I've got. All you get now are bills, you know. Anyway, so it was a letter that I wanted to open, and I opened it up, and I didn't get the funding. And I can remember an hour later, I know I was most probably walking to work, and I found myself blaming my mother. I was blaming my mother for not getting this funding, and I just cracked up laughing, thinking, get a life. You can't blame her for this. You know, and it was a real teaching, because anything that went wrong, I would blame her, you know, because of the non-relationship that I had with her. And it was just so interesting to just keep on blaming. Yeah, and some people blame their parents, or are so angry with their parents, even after they're dead. You know, I know some people, they're still angry and the parents are dead. And it's like, oh my God, not saying that, you know, some things that happened to you weren't hard, and some things that happened to you should never have happened to you. But yeah, freedom is letting go of that anger. Freedom is letting go of that blame and anger. And I'm just wondering, as we move forward, how much of that anger and resentment and blame can we begin to let go of? Okay. So, okay, a story of an ancestor, and we'll come back to those questions. Once upon a time, there was a really restless businessman who came to the Buddha's assembly. The Buddha was giving a teaching to all his disciples. There were thousands of disciples surrounded by the Buddha. And this businessman was really furious because his children were some of those people in the assembly. And what he wanted for his children, he wanted his children to be earning money. Earning lots and lots of money. And all his children were doing were going to the Buddha's teachings every day and sitting and meditating and had no interest in going out to work and earning money. And the businessman was absolutely furious, so furious that one day he got up and he walked straight into the assembly right in front of his children and all the disciples, and he spat in the Buddha's face, because that's what he did. He would spit in people's faces. And so today he spat in the Buddha's face. Yeah. And guess what the Buddha did? The Buddha just closed their eyes and merely smiled. Can you imagine somebody spitting in your face and closing your eyes and merely smiling? Yeah. There was no word. There was no reaction. Wow. That had such a huge impact on the businessman that he walked away in a huff. He was absolutely shocked. Yeah. His trauma response just didn't work. It just didn't work. And he couldn't sleep all night. And for the first time in his life, he had met someone who had smiled when he spat at them. And he used to spit at people because people spat at him when he was a kid. And so he was still spitting at people. Yeah. And his whole world had turned upside down. So the next day, he decided to go back to the Buddha. He felt foolish. He felt foolish in front of his own children and foolish in front of those thousands of disciples. And so he walked back the next day and he fell to the Buddha's feet and said to the Buddha, "Please forgive me. I didn't know what I did." And guess what the Buddha said? "No, I can't forgive you. I can't excuse you." The disciples were shocked. The Buddha saying, "No, I can't forgive you. I can't excuse you." What have been all these teachings that the Buddha's been giving? And this man has come back and actually said sorry to you. Yeah. He said, "Sorry," he's down on his knees, "and you won't forgive him?" Yeah. The Buddha said, "Why should I forgive you when you have done nothing wrong?" And the businessman looked at him as if he had two heads, as if he had a green head. It's like, "I need to remind you. I need to remind you of what I did yesterday. I spat in your face, don't you remember? I spat in your face." And the Buddha simply replied, "Oh, that person is not here now. The person whose face you spat in isn't here anymore. If I ever meet the person you spat on, I will tell them to excuse you. To this person here, you have done nothing wrong." And the moral of this story is saying, compassion is not saying, "I forgive you." Your forgiveness should be such that the person who is forgiven does not even know you are forgiving them. They should not even feel guilty about their mistake. This is real compassion. But let's dial this back. For me, the teaching in this story is that actually, the person, when somebody did harm to us when we were a child, that person is not here now who is 30 years old or 40 years old or 50 years old or 60 years old. And yet, often what happens is we stay so identified to the hurt and pain that was done to us in our childhood, done to us in our adolescence, done to us in our adulthood, and we can never let go. Yeah. And how can we really begin to let go? Because that's where the freedom is. It is where the freedom is. If we can begin to let go, yeah, if we want freedom, because when we hold on to those past hurts, when we hold on to those stories, we are just trapped in the prison of our minds. Free yourself from mental slavery. No one but yourself can free yourself. Free yourself from mental slavery. Yes, the poet Bob Marley reminds us to free ourselves from mental slavery. And that mental slavery is freeing ourselves from the past. Yeah. What if we never told anyone anything about our past? Yeah. What if? Just think about that for a moment. What if we never told anyone about our past? Think about the question, how much of the past are you still blaming? Yeah. And don't give yourself a hard time. This is about just becoming aware of what's happening in our mental states. This is becoming aware of what's happening in our emotional weather, of what's happening in our minds, becoming aware of the legacy burdens that we have been carrying around, becoming aware of some of those stories we've been coming around. And it may be you might get to the point to think, you know what? I can just drop that now. I can just let that go right now. I can just put it down because it's not serving me. So maybe if you're connecting to something which you're still holding on to or you're still blaming, ask yourself, what is it doing for you holding on to this story? What's it doing for you holding on to this blame? Because it's doing something for you. It's protecting you from something. So just coming into awareness and relationship with the past that we're still holding on to. Remember to breathe. And remember to move the body as well. When we do this deep practice, it's important to move the body. And so moving the body can just simply be aware of the stomach rising and falling as we breathe. But just to move the body, so that we don't get stuck, yeah, to look around. Now I have an insight question, an inquiry for you, an insight question. Can you find the person who was hurt in their childhood? Can you really find the person who was hurt in the childhood? Yeah, you may be able to imagine them, but can you really find the person who was hurt in childhood? And each and every one of us would have experienced some hurt in in childhood. It wouldn't be a childhood if you didn't experience some hurt or some dysfunction. I know some have had more hurt than others, but again, can we really find that person? Yes. Before you land on an answer with that, let's see if we can imagine and really bring this young person into being. Yeah, just really see if you can just pay attention to this young being who didn't get what it needed when it was young. Yeah, just having a sense of them. Yeah, just having a sense of them. Just let them know that you are no longer this young person. Yeah. And you can do something very different now. If anybody hurts you, you can do something very different now. Just reminding them, I'm not that young person anymore. This is me, and look at who I have manifested into. Look at who I have grown into. Yes. And reminding them, yes, that you have become your ancestors' wildest imagination. The fact that you are here in community, here right now, you have stepped onto that path of healing, that path of transformation. Yeah. And look at that young being and just let them know, yes, look at them and tell them, look at who I have become. I am no longer this young person who wasn't protected, who needed protected, who needed to be seen, who needed to be heard. This is me now. Yeah. This is me now. This is who I have become. And I'm going to keep on changing too. And if there are any narratives crashing in, just ask the stories to relax. Just ask the stories to relax so that you can have this commune with your younger self who once was you. Yeah, just ask everything to relax, to step aside so you can have this commune with this younger part of you who was once you. Yeah. And thank them. Thank them. Yeah. Thank this being who allowed you to be who you are right now. Yeah. And then integrate this part into your heart, into your being. Integrate that young part of yourself into your heart, into your belly, into your whole being, so you can be who you are right now. Free, free, free from the stories. Free from the past. Lean into the three generations of your ancestors who have your back. Yes. Leaning in to the three generations behind you who have your back, so that you can step into your potency, into your potency right now, and be who you are right now, free of the baggage of the past, free of the burdens that have been passed on to you. Yes, there have been legacy burdens that have been passed on to us through that intergenerational trauma, and we can begin to let go of those legacy burdens, because we are not those people who lived 100 years, 200 years, 500 years, okay? And if we think we are those people, 500 years, 600 years, let's think of the 1,000 years and the 2,000 years and the 5,000 years and the 10,000 years of our people who would have been living proud lives, who wouldn't have been impacted by the colonization of the Europeans who colonized us. Yeah, the colonization, or how they tried to colonize Asia, Africa. Yeah, we were proud, proud people living our lives. Yes. And I know this is so true, having the privilege of being able to live indigenously among the Yolngu in Australia, and just seeing how it would have been for our people, no matter which part of the world you come from in this BIPOC community. We have thousands and thousands of years of living proud lives, and those are the ancestors that have our back too. Yes, yes. So just remembering that the 500 years, 600 years of brutality is so small in comparison to the thousands and thousands of years of our ancestors. Yes. And our ancestors would have been all genders. Yes. They would have been all genders, all sexualities. Yes. In some of the countries that we originate, those laws that are so barbaric towards different sexualities and different genders come from the British colonial rule. They were not part of our way of living. Yes. So let's free ourselves from the shackles of the past and step into the past of the thousands of thousands of years, so that we can be who we are and be our ancestors' wildest imagination, because our ancestors who were brutalized, who were colonized, knew that we came from a long lineage of proud people living our lives peacefully, living our life with vigor, living our life with pride. They knew this. And so they knew it's possible for us to step back into that wisdom. This is why we are our ancestors' wildest imagination, because we are moving in the direction of stepping back to that inner wisdom. In the African culture, we talk about the Sankofa, going back and taking what we have left behind, returning, going back to the Sankofa and taking back what is ours. And so we can we don't have to physically go back to Africa or physically go back to Asia. We just have to go back deep into our DNA and recover what is ours. Go back into our DNA and recover what is ours. Yes. We are free people, and we become free by freeing ourselves from the prison of our minds. If we think of people like Nelson Mandela, who spent years in prison, he was a free man because he was able to be free from the prison of his mind. If we think of Dr. Mbeki, who was born an untouchable and did the mass conversion to Buddhism. Yes, when he did that mass conversion to Buddhism, he became a free man. Yes, he chose Buddhism because he realized that Buddhism was about the reformation of the human being. It was about the emancipation of the human mind. He was born into a caste system who said you could never ever be free. But through his mass conversion into Buddhism, he became a free person and freed the minds of many, many untouchable people who did that mass conversion. And we too, right now, can become free. Yes, we can become free. Free ourselves from mental slavery. 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 No one but ourselves can free ourselves. Yes, we have the wisdom to free ourselves. To free ourselves from the past. To free ourselves from the blame. And let me tell you something about blame. When we move into blame, it's because we're moving away, often from the hurt. It can be easier to blame rather than to be with the feeling of hurt in the body. And yes, we have to learn to be with the sensations of hurt. And from my experience, the sensations of hurt disappear far quicker than the story of blame, because the story of blame becomes the enemy of the mind and we become a prisoner. Yeah, we become a prisoner. We either become a prisoner, we become a participant stirring the narrative. We become the persecutor, blaming. Yeah. And we can just be a free person. So let's just have the sense of the past dropping into the earth and let the grandmothers and the mothers just receive the past, the blame, the stories. Just let them receive. Let it drop into the earth. And let yourself just drop into the earth and have the sense of the sky protecting you, shielding you. Have the sense of the four directions holding you and having a sense of being sandwiched in between the free ancestors behind you, the free ancestors, generations of ancestors in front of you, and have the sense of just rocking your body as you are sandwiched in between the three generations of ancestors behind you, the three generations of ancestors in front of you. Have the sense of rocking or swaying, being held in your potency, being held in your freedom. Free yourself from mental slavery. 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 So just take a moment, we'll have a couple of minutes of just quiet so you can tune into what's going on in your system right now. Yeah, you may want to write something, you may want to move, but we'll just have a couple of minutes of silence, of me not speaking.